And welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. And today I wanted to follow on from yesterday. We talked about creating an unstoppable version of yourself. And part of that process is also identifying your strengths, identifying your weaknesses. Specifically today, I want to talk about areas of improvement, weaknesses if you like. The only way that you're going to keep improving is if you're very mindful of what's going on for you. What are those areas where you are lagging behind a little bit and taking action to correct them? There's been a few areas in my life where, and business life I'm talking here, where I haven't been strong in the past. I mean, marketing has not been a strength of mine. My sales has not been a strength of mine when I first started business either. Because there's skills that you have to learn. And I hadn't learned the skill of sales until I got the coaching and then, of course, practicing more and more. And now you become quite good at what it is that you're doing in your particular area of passion, because you're doing it so often, it just becomes like, oh well, yeah, you can sell anybody anything. But unless we're noticing what we're not good at, we tend not to focus on it, so we don't get any better at it, and it becomes something that we just always do. And I think that then can lead to some complacency and mediocrity. One of the areas where I am, well, there's two areas really where I'm looking to focus my attention over this first quarter of the year. The first one is building relationships and maintaining those relationships, creating new relationships, but also maintaining those new relationships, but also maintaining existing relationships and continuing to grow those as well. It's an area where I think I have become complacent. Just with the busyness of my life and my schedule and the health issues that my daughter's been going through and the amount of time that takes out of business each week, I'm probably looking at about 20 hours or more some weeks where my attention is taken away from my business, has to go onto my daughter by virtue of travel to the hospital or spending time with her at the hospital, meeting with specialists, meeting with clinicians and so forth to help her get better. And I don't begrudge the fact that she needs my focus to help support her in getting better, but it certainly provides me with a lot of challenges in being able to grow at the pace that I would want to and do those things that I really want to. And then what I try and do is catch up at certain parts of the day, and yesterday is probably a good example. I had a coaching call which starts at 11 o'clock my time and goes through till, I think this one went through till about 12:30 a.m. the next morning. Now, today I had to get up at 4:30 a.m. So maximum I'm going to get is about 4 hours sleep. Now, if I look at where I perform at my best, where I am also supporting my health and my body to achieve the body building goals that I want to achieve for myself. I'm going through some mass building phases at the moment. The only way that I can recover properly between workouts, so that when I get to that next workout, I continue to load and I continue to build, is if I get sufficient sleep. And really, that at this time of the year, that really is like a minimum of 6 hours to seven and a half hours. That's what's necessary for me to be able to recover as well as I need to. So because I'm surviving off a minimum of 2 hours less than I need to be today, that provides another challenge, which I'm going to talk about in a second, in one of the other areas that I want to improve. And so I think about the time that's taken away, and over the last 12 months, I have periods of time where I say, yeah, I'm focused on this. I'm building a relationship here. But then I think complacency can set in, and I'll have some amazing guests on this show right here, and then I can sometimes allow that relationship to slip away. I don't continue to say follow the person on social media, or I'm not messaging them, I'm not reaching out, I'm not continuing to build that relationship. And any relationship has to involve communication. You know, it's got to be a two-way street. You can't just all be one way. So this is a big area for me that over this first quarter of the year, I'm going to put more and more focus. And guess what? Unless I schedule it daily in my calendar, it's not going to get done. And guess what? I haven't been scheduling it. So guess what? It hasn't been getting done. So that's one of the changes that I'm now making, is to make sure that I do schedule those key things. And if you go back a few days, and I was talking about a few of the different tools that I use to help manage myself and get the most out of myself. And one of the great tools I use is in Google Calendar, and I use the goal function in there. And so what I can do is say, okay, just through the day, I want to be building relationships. I can set the time, I can create the goal of being building relationships, I can set the amount of time that I want to work on it, whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's 45 or an hour, I'm most likely going to make it an hour, and just schedule it and say, how often do you want to do it? You say, do you want to do it every day? Do you want to do it 3 times a week, etc., etc.? And so then just hit the button, and Google Calendar will just automatically find those gaps in your day to automatically put that time. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to be focusing on. It's an area that I haven't been as focused as I should have. And 2022 for me is about taking myself to the next level despite everything that's going on for me. And a big part of that is building the relationships. And it's got to happen on a daily basis. I think about the other things that I'm really successful at. So if it is my health and wellness, if that's at the, you know, I'm living that at the top 1%, what am I doing every day? I'm focused every single day. I'm eating the right meals every day. I'm doing my workouts 3, sometimes 4 times a week. Right now, I'm still rehabilitating my knee from my knee surgery back in November. At the time of recording this, we are the 6th of January. I've got another 25 days where I'm thinking I want to be as close to pain-free as possible in another 25 days. That's my next meeting with my surgeon, and that will help give me an indication that, yes, the surgery was successful. Now keep rebuilding the muscle in my left leg and keep going. So what do I have to do? Rehabilitation every single day. Supplementation every single day. Getting the right nutrients into my body. Getting the right amount of sleep every single day. Getting the right amount of water every single day. Tracking what I'm doing every single day. Tracking my workouts every single workout. You know, very, very consistent. So what does that mean? It means, well, if you reverse engineer it, you can see why I'm successful in being in the top 1% of health for my age, why I look good, why I feel good. It all makes sense, right? Now, if I had a look at how I'm building relationships, I'm not doing any of that on a regular basis. I'm not doing it on a daily basis. So if I want to get better at it, I've got to do it on a daily basis. So that's going to be a change for me. The other area that is challenging me right now is to do with my productivity. And so today's a really good example. Not a productive day. Yesterday, I had to go see my daughter in hospital. It took out about 5.5 hours out of my day on a day when I normally use that time to work on growing the business, you know, working on special projects to move myself forward. I thought, okay, well, I couldn't do that during that normal time, but came home, had that late night coaching session. So I had about 4 hours where I worked it, you know, late at night. Which was good, but now I'm paying for it today because of the tiredness. So I've had to have a nap to, you know, try and revitalize myself. I didn't go and visit my daughter today, but I haven't been as productive today because I just haven't had the energy that I've really needed to today. So I've got appointments in the morning. I had a break in the afternoon. I've got about to, in another 11 minutes, for the next few hours, I am back to back with clients, coaching sessions. And then after that, I've got my daughter's with me this week. So my youngest one's in hospital, my eldest one is with me. So then I'll be spending the rest of the evening spending time with her, maybe doing some bits and pieces of work while she's with me, but pretty much spending the time focused on being with her and having some connection time with her. So there's that chunk in the afternoon of a few hours where I've been pretty much exhausted. So I've had to have a rest because I've just been so drained. And so I then look at, okay, those other days. So tomorrow I have to go visit my daughter. So tomorrow is normally a day, again, when I'd be working on those projects. Now I'm going to be out for probably another 5 hours where I'm going to have to be with my daughter again. Now you can't just take out 10, 15, 20 hours through someone's week and not have an impact somewhere in your business. Think about if you had an extra 10 to 20 hours in your week, what would you do with it? Well, I know exactly what I'd be doing because there's some of the things that I'm missing out on. So what I have to do is not beat myself up for it because I can't get back that time. But what it does mean is I have to say, okay, so where am I going to slot this in? And one of the challenges I have is that because my coaching sessions, I have 3 a week and they're all late at night. One on Friday coming up starts at midnight. Now, so I have to weigh this off and say, okay, do I attend midnight and go through to 1:30? I then have to get up early Saturday morning for clients. And then I'm kind of wiped for Saturday, for a big chunk of Saturday. That has a flow-on effect over time on what I want to do for my workouts, what I want to do for my health, and what I want to do for my business as well, because I can't have 3 or 4 nights a week where I'm only getting 4 to 5 hours of sleep. That I can do that for a while, but it's going to wear me down. Now, if I wasn't so focused on my health and building what it is that I want to do, then maybe I could get away with it for a little bit longer. But because my health and wellness is my number one priority, I do have to make some decisions around there where I can't necessarily do the coaching all the time. So I'm aiming for 2 sessions a week rather than the 3. And just trying to manage that the best that I can. So what I then have to do is look at, okay, with that time I do have on the weekends, maybe I have to allocate some more focused time there. That's one part of it. So I'm working 7 days anyway, but maybe I have to move some of my special project work to there. Now the other element is, when I work on these projects, I think about bigger chunks of time. You know, if I could get 2 to 3 hours to work on something, that's like, wow, that's fantastic. However, it's unlikely that I can get that time just because of my schedule, and it's getting busier and busier as we go into the new year and more people want coaching. So what I need to do is think smarter about how I do that. And I want to talk to you about the pockets of time that exist. And again, it comes down to your scheduling and really managing your schedule well and sticking to that schedule. So what I'm going to do is look through my schedule and find those 15, 30 minutes, 45 to an hour blocks where I can be working on project stuff. Now, I want to use an example here. Many years ago when I worked in the corporate world and we had, we were doing lots of project work and work with consultants and so forth. And I came across this idea about brainstorming. So brainstorming, what I love to do is be in my studio, which I'm in my studio right now, stand in front of the whiteboard and just write up ideas. And there's a few keys with brainstorming. Maybe we could cover this in another episode. But one of the keys is to set a timer. Okay, so I set a timer for 7 minutes. Why is it 7 minutes? Because the research shows that 7 minutes is a really effective time to be doing brainstorming. So I set the timer for 7 minutes and I just write. And I don't stop and question and think about, try to, you know, reason with, oh, no, I better rub that point off. You just write. There's no, in brainstorming, there is no wrong. Okay, it's just all ideas. It's all about getting everything out there and doing it over and over and over again until you get all the things out that you need to. That's what's super important. And I find that really powerful. It's 7 minutes. It's not an hour of brainstorming. It's 7 minutes. And then after that, you use another 7 minutes to go back through and, you know, then maybe it's refine points or expand them. You know, you'll find that one idea will then lead to another idea, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to be looking for those periods of time where I've got 15 minutes where I can do some project work. I can do some brainstorming. I can do some other bits and pieces in that 15 minutes to really help progress things. And so I guess it comes down to time management, if you want to put it under that bucket. But I don't know. I don't necessarily like that phrase. It's the productive use of your time and managing your schedule and sticking to that schedule. I don't know what that all comes under. You could say it's time management. I think you come up with something better than that. But when you get that right, that formula right, you'll find that you just get more done. Now, this is an area where I have gotten a lot better at it over the years, but it's an area that I'm finding right now, I'm feeling that I'm just not getting the outputs that I really want done. So for me, this first quarter, productivity is going to be a key focus. Managing my schedule, doing those things that I just said, using my Google goal task scheduler so that I can, you know, make more effective use of my time, making sure that I'm blocking out time, all the other time that I want, my personal time for workouts, time to spend with, you know, my children, time to visit in hospital, time to just have a, I'll put in every now and then like a 15 minute, I call it rest and reset. And that could be, okay, just walk away from the day, get out of the office, get out of the studio, go and do something else. It might be, okay, I need to go and do some housework. I might be go and just go for a walk. It might be, you know, just do something that just freshens up my mind. Because when I come back, I'm right, okay, bang, I'm ready. It's like it's a reset. Okay, so when you get all those things in place, it makes it a lot easier to use a tool like the goal setting automation of Google Calendar and say, okay, this is a task that I want to perform every day or twice a week or every 3 days or, you know, three times a week, whatever, and it will just automatically do it. So you don't have to go through each day and say, okay, well, I'm going to do it here. I'm going to do it here on this day. I'm going to do it here. It will just, in a click of the fingers, it'll just do it for you. So I know when I've done that with my reading, which is another area where I felt that, yeah, I've really let that fall on behind. So when I set a goal of reading 15 minutes a day, and I'd find that reading at night would just put me to sleep. And because I wear hard contact lenses, I have to take my contact lenses out. And if I'm reading in bed, I find that I tend to fall asleep and I don't absorb it. So I've got to read in the morning. So I find 15 minutes, or Google Calendar finds 15 minutes, bang, puts it in. And then it's only going to work if I stick to it. And then the other big one is building relationships. So that's really important. On that note, if you want to build a relationship with me, go to the mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com, opt in for a free consultation. One of the things that I'm looking forward to in 2022 is obviously going to Los Angeles again next year. You know, I'll be on stage, I'll be interviewing celebrity, you know, really having an impact. And I can see that people miss the fact that I wasn't in the US this year, as I was too. So I can see that there's a big opportunity to build really powerful relationships in 2022 in LA, but also before I get there. So if you want to connect with me, go to the mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and let's connect. Stay safe. I'll see you tomorrow.